Yeah, David?
Do you want to go back?
Back where?
Back to the best.
Back to the best?
Back to the best. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Back to the Best. I'm David.
And I'm Grace, and this is our podcast where we talk about all the best things from the 90s to the 2000s, which is also known as the best times.
To all of our first-time listeners, welcome, and to all of our former besties returning.
Welcome back. I will just start off this episode by saying I, at the moment, can only hear out of one side of my headphones. So if I'm really loud at any point, I don't know it. If David is low, I won't know it.
You know what? I feel like people use, you know, just one earbud anyway for like multitasking purposes. You have a baby off to your, looks like your left and my camera could be your right. I don't
know.
It's
my left. It's my left. You're right.
I knew it.
You're right. It's my left.
You know, you're a mom, you're multitasking. And I would say just take out the other earbud.
Wait, that's actually a really good point. I didn't think until you said that I could just take it out.
Because now you can hear whenever Riley needs you. And then you can also hear me whenever I need you.
And let's just say, I think that Riley has already taken on the performing gene, because when we were setting up, she was not making a sound. We're recording and she decides she has something to say. I think that she's a performer. She is. She can't help it.
If anyone is looking to cast, look at her. Hi, Riley.
Listen, Gerber, we've submitted her photo already. Okay, there was a contest they were doing and we entered it. Was she really young? Yeah, the photo, I probably could have chosen a less blurry one, but you know what? Right. We're still here.
It was our first time.
Hey, Gerber just made me think of this, I guess because baby and dolls. American Girl, I don't know if they just announced, I just saw it. They're coming out with Disney Princess American Girl dolls.
Sign us up.
When I say Riley's going to have all of these, I had Samantha, Courtney, I had a few, and Riley's going to have them all.
The only one I remember their name of, I think my sisters had it, was Molly.
Mm-hmm. Molly is one. She is. Oh, sorry. This made me think of another thing. There's a Moana too.
Okay, let's talk about this, because Dustin didn't seem to care as much as I did about the fact that they announced it and it's coming out this year.
Oh my God. I'm freaking out. My brother is freaking out if he's listening. My brother's the biggest Moana fan ever. I saw Ali'i, who's the voice of Moana, who we, you know, are kind of friends with at Time of Granville.
Best friends,
if
you're
a longtime follower, you know that we know her.
Yeah. Best friends.
She made a funny video kind of saying that some friends of hers didn't even know there was a Moana 2 until it came out, and like she didn't tell them herself. Seems like nobody knew.
Yeah. Because they, I feel like the word on the town, the word on the streets have just been talking about the live action Moana, which she is not a part of, but The Rock is.
Yes.
And then just out of nowhere, bam.
Moana 2. If the movie's already done, never mind. I was going to say we're available to be a voice in Moana 2, well, but maybe Moana 3.
Maybe they'll write a last minute scene where two podcasters speak to Moana. Moana, tell us, what was your favorite memory from the 90s?
Moana loves the 90s and 2000s. She loves it.
She's obsessed. It's always like, Moana, calm down. Don't you have like things to do?
Yeah. Like
songs to sing. I mean, a fantastic song. I'm a little worried about the music for Moana 2, since Lin-Manuel Miranda is not involved with the music they claim.
That might make it a little different, but we're open to it. We are open to it.
Yes. We usually trust. We trust everything Disney does, except when it comes to the Lizzie McGuire reboot. How many more times do we need to discuss? We can't bring down the mood.
We can't bring it up. You know our feelings when it comes to Lizzie McGuire reboot. We don't have to get into it. If you're a longtime listener, you know.
You know. And you know what else our longtime listeners, I feel like since day one, but especially since 2020, know about us?
I think they know that we love S Club.
Yes. Yes.
I picked up what you were putting down. I picked
Thank
it right
you.
Up.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And you just set it right down.
Oh, right down.
Laid it down.
Oh my God. If you are a longtime listener, you know that we love S Club. We have had the true honor of having Joe and Tina both on, and now we're joined by another member.
John Lee is on the podcast today. I still think one of my favorite things we do is act like people don't know who's on the podcast as if it's not in the title.
I think we just love an announcement. We love a reveal. And will we change? No, we will keep doing this. We will keep acting like
It's
we
just
don't know.
it's just so true what they say. There ain't no party like an S Club party.
Not one, not a single
I've
one.
never walked into a party and thought this is better than an S Club party. Never. Not even that time we went to a cat party.
Oh, we did go to a cat party. What a time. There truly ain't no party like an S Club party.
And like we've said with the other two S Club interviews that we've done, so many of the interviews we've done in this show, the whole goal whenever we started this podcast was to hope to talk to some people that we just genuinely were huge fans of growing up in the 90s, the early 2000s. And the S Club interviews, this one included, is just one that if you told my 10, 11-year-old self that one day we would sit and have like a full-on 30 to 40-minute conversation with John from S Club, never would have believed you.
No, I couldn't agree more. We are so, first of all, John, thank you so much. We're so grateful that he came on, and we're just so excited for you guys to listen and hear from John. Should we get into it? Should we just give them what they want?
Let's give the people what they want. Here is our chat with John Lee.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I'm super good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much
Oh
for
my
doing
God. Thank
this.
you
We
for
really
doing this.
appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. Where are you guys based?
We are both in LA.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's
Yeah.
our last stop.
We're very excited. We have tickets to
Last
see you
stop on the
guys.
tour. Yeah. Excellent. I'm perfect. I'm excited.
We were thrilled that you guys were coming over to the US. We were like, oh my God, make sure our calendars are open. We have to go.
You guys start soon,
Excellent.
right, with the tour over here?
Yeah, we're starting in Toronto on the 16th. And
Okay.
then we are in Boston on the 18th, New York on the 20th, Chicago the 22nd, and then LA on the 27th.
They're really throwing you right back into it, right back into touring
Yeah.
life.
Yeah. It's all good.
Because this blew my mind. This is the first US tour you guys have done?
Yeah, it's actually our first international tour. Yeah, our first international tour. Yeah. We've done gigs in places, but this is our first, our own show, like our own show.
Wow. Yeah, that blows my mind too, because obviously David and I are from the US, and it just feels like our whole childhood growing up, we've always been S Club fans. And it's weird to think that you guys didn't tour over here. It feels like you were just a part of our daily lives.
I know. We were kind of blown away at how many people watch the TV show in the US. Like, I think we were told, like, when we first started out, oh yeah, the TV show is doing really well in the US, like it's like number one on Fox or something. And we were like, okay, great. You're not really understanding what that means, you know.
You're like, okay, great.
That's a lot
I
of
guess we're
people. That's a
actors
lot of
now.
people. Yeah.
I guess we're professional actors all of a sudden.
Yeah, we both loved every single season of the show. We loved the seeing double movie. But you
Yeah.
started off originally in musical theater, right? Is that how you got into this industry?
I did, yes. I started off doing like amateur dramatics at my local in my local town hall. All the kids used to meet up and like put on shows and stuff. And then we did a production of Oliver there, and I played Oliver when I was maybe 10 or 11. And then Cameron McIntosh announced he was doing Oliver in the London Palladium in the West End. So I auditioned for it, and I was like, hey, if I can do it down here, I can do it there. And I got it. And that was my first job when I was like 12 years old. Yeah.
The best introduction to it. I feel like I think I did a little show when I was a kid, and I was like a tree or something. I was just like a little like, and
Yeah.
I loved it though. I was like, I'm
But
in,
a
but
very
you were like, I'm in
beautiful
a
tree.
show.
Yes.
Yeah.
The
Yeah.
prettiest tree on stage.
The best tree. The
Listen,
best tree.
they needed some trees, okay? And they decided to make them moving people dressed as trees, and I think I nailed
Nailed it. There we go.
it.
So then, did you do musical theater all the way up until S Club, or did you start in music before S Club was a thing?
No, so I was only 15 when S Club started. So after I finished Oliver, I just turned 13, and there's a big soap here in the UK called EastEnders. And
Hmm.
I was in EastEnders for maybe six or 8 months. And then the auditions came around for S Club, and I started auditioning for S Club when I was probably just about to turn 15, maybe like late 14. So yeah, it sort of all just moved into one thing and kind of never stopped really.
Did you ever dream of being a part of a group like that? Or were you kind of, because EastEnders is a TV show, right? Were you, was it just the arts in general that interested you? Or did you have a dream of being in this extremely successful group?
It was the weirdest thing. I remember talking to my aunt when I was maybe 7 or 8. And she said to me, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" And I just, without even blinking, I was just like, "I'm going to be a pop star." And she was like, "Oh, okay, all right." And I remember it clear as day. But, and it was the weirdest thing because I was such a shy child. I was so shy. Like, if you said, "Oh, get up and sing, sing for your mum or sing for your dad," I'd be, "Oh my God, no. I'd be so shy." But adamant that I was going to be a pop star, like, no doubt about it whatsoever. And I did.
Worked out.
Maybe it's that thing where, like, being on stage and not knowing who's watching you, sometimes that gives people more confidence. When it's like your family member or someone that you know watching you, it feels way more nerve-wracking. But when it's people that you don't know, sometimes you can totally come out of your shell.
I think it's like an individual thing as well, because when I'm on stage with the guys, like, I love it. Like, we have such a good time. There's so much energy. You've got your brothers and your sisters next to you. You know, you're vibing off each other. It's such a fun thing to do and such a fun thing to perform. But even now, I get offered to do gigs by myself, and just it's flat no. Like, no, I won't do it.
No.
I hate. I don't get any enjoyment out of standing, unless I'm playing a character. But I don't actually get any enjoyment of standing on stage by myself. I doesn't fit for me at all.
Well, then it really is perfect that you found, I don't know if you found S Club or S Club found you, but it really worked out that you all found
It's a
each
good fit,
other.
right? It's a really good fit.
Whenever you auditioned for S Club, what did you think it was? Was it like just a TV show when you auditioned? Was it just a band? Did you know it was going to be both at the time?
No, so the advert, it was in a newspaper, like a stage newspaper. So the ad I saw in the paper was Simon Fuller, who managed the Spice Girls, is putting together his new musical venture of boys and girls together. And that was basically all it said. I think the idea for the TV show came after we were pretty much nearly all put together. And then I think that idea got like tossed around as a great way to kind of launch us. So we were something different, yeah, and it worked out. That was cool.
I'd say it worked out.
Yeah,
It
right.
worked out. Yeah, it was all right.
And had you ever been to the US before filming in Miami, or was that your first time?
Did I ever go to the US before? Do you know what? I don't think I did. I think the first time I went to the US was Miami, when we went to Miami, yeah.
They really did just throw you right in.
I signed my contract at the airport. Like, that's
Stop.
how much we were thrown in, and no, not even joking. And because I was so young, my parents had to actually co-sign my contract. So we were at the airport signing my contract right
Gosh.
before I was getting on a plane.
Wow. And around how old were you then?
I think I just turned 16. So when, no,
Wow.
God, I was 15. I was 15 when I signed my contract, yeah, because that's when my parents had to sign it. It's
So then I'm
crazy.
guessing your parents had to be with you then for all the filming since you were under 18. Is that how that worked?
No. It was like, see you later,
Oh.
bye. It was like,
Oh my
you
gosh.
sign your contract. He belongs to us
Off to
now. Oh my
Miami.
gosh. Yeah.
Off to Miami. Bye, mom. See you later.
Oh my gosh.
Did you like, I mean, obviously there's a lot to like about being a pop star, but did you like the go kind of way of life you guys were in, and just kind of moving like a machine, that you guys were just producing different music, now a TV show?
Yeah, weirdly, like, I'm one of those weird people. I love structure. I love a list of, do you know what I mean? Like, when everything's, I don't care how busy we are, as long as I can see what's next. If it's running smoothly, the one thing I can't stand is wasting time. Like, you know, when you're like, hurry up, hurry up, and I'll sit down and wait for 2 hours. That drives me
Oh my God, I'm with
crazy.
you.
It's like, I would much rather like fall into bed in the evening and just be like out for the count, rather than be tired because you've just been waiting around doing nothing all day. That drives me insane. So yeah, weirdly, I'm one of those people. If it's a really busy day, but it's structured really well, and it's just like go, I'm kind of happy with that.
Yeah, I get that. I feel like I can be that way too.
On the other side of it, when I'm not working, I'm really lazy. I barely get off the couch.
As you
I'm
should
really
be.
sleepy.
You guys,
Yes, damn right.
yeah, you guys do have done a lot. Now you're back on tour. It sounds really, really fun, but there is a part of it that sounds exhausting.
It can be. I mean, this time around, I have to say, so much more relaxed, where we used to be doing like, okay, it's your tour rehearsals and then maybe like a costume fitting and then your gig. Where it used to be is your rehearsals, but you're doing five interviews at the same time whilst being filmed for a documentary, whilst doing this, whilst doing that. Do you know what I mean? And then you're doing costume fittings, but maybe but three or four different gigs. Whereas now it's just you're doing this and you're doing that and that's it. And people have got kids now. All the other guys have got children. I don't know how they handle doing that with kids as well. That's like a whole nother level of, I can't even imagine. Like when I come home and I'm tired, it's quiet at least. I can't imagine walking in the front door and hearing, daddy, daddy, daddy. Like, oh no, 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 no.
Not for you.
Not for me, no.
I think I remember when, if I'm remembering correctly, when we talked to Joe, she made a comment about how it at times felt like she just kept waking up in different cities and in different places. And she almost was like, I don't quite know where I am. Like, I don't know where I am.
We used to ask each other sometimes, like, where are we? Like, you'd go on stage and be like, where are we again? Like, before you say it.
In
Canada or whatever, you know, you're in a different place. But that happened a lot. We'd be like, where are we? Like, what's going on?
Because like you probably want to shout out the city like, hello, San Francisco. And then you're like, are we in San Francisco?
Wait, where am I? The audience turns so quick.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone leaves.
This day and age with the internet and like instant content, that would probably not go over very well. It would be like...
that's cancel culture right there. That is like cancel.
S Club does not know where they are at any time. Yeah.
We're just old. We're not stupid. Oh, no. We're just old.
Looking back, do you remember the first time that you or maybe even the group as a whole like realized like, oh, we are famous?
Yeah, I think the first time we did like an outdoor like festival gig, there's a radio show here called Capital and they used to do their summer ball. So it would be like all the big artists at the time and they do it in Hyde Park and they put up this huge stage and it was 100,000 people in Hyde Park. Mm-hmm. And we got invited to do it and it was our first, I think we'd just gone to number one on our first single. So we just started. The TV show was doing really well. The first single went straight into number one. And then we got invited to run out on stage in front of 100,000 people. And we were just, we were kids, we were children, you know what I mean? That's insane. And I remember we just all came off and we were all like shaking and we're like, oh my God, we just did that. You know what I mean? It's nuts, crazy. But we still get like that. We still get like that. When we just did the O2 in London and we all came off and we were like, oh my God, that was amazing. So I love the fact it still excites us. I love the fact that we still get those like amazing wow moments.
Oh yeah. And I feel like as people like us that are longtime fans or maybe someone who's like hearing about you guys because you're coming back around, you can tell that. And I think that makes us excited too. Like it makes, it's the nostalgia of it. It makes us feel like, oh my gosh, we remember how we felt. And then seeing that you guys kind of feel the same way and hearing that you feel the same way as fans, it's just, it makes it all that more exciting.
That's so cool. That's so nice to hear. Because, you know, it's an incredible thing to do once. Like what an amazing thing to be part of, to get to do once. And we get to do it again. Like that's, you know, an extra, extra amazing. So we're super grateful. We're really happy. It's really cool.
I remember whenever we interviewed Joe and Tina, both times we were just like, you know, please, please, please come to the US. Like, it's our childhood dream to see S Club in concert. And then as soon as it was announced, I think we commented on the S Club TikTok manifesting US tour dates. And then 2 days later, we looked and they had commented back and whoever runs your socials and was just like, it's happening in all caps. And I texted Grace and I was like, I don't know what, but it's happening.
Oh, it went straight to our heads. We were all of a sudden like, should we just keep manifest? Like, did we do this? And it was like, no, had nothing to do with
us. I'm going to believe that you guys did this. So let's put our heads together and let's manifest some really cool things for this year.
Yeah, John, what do you want? What do you want?
We need some new music. Let's do another hit song. Like we need a real big banger, like a Don't Stop Moving, like a real good... you know, dance for it. Come on, let's go. Summertime, let's go. That's what, right? Everyone, we're manifesting this now. Like,
we're putting it out there.
Big summer hit song. That's what we're
doing. Yes. It's out there and it's going to happen now. So just wait.
It will. It's out there now.
It must feel really good, though, to know that those songs kind of lasted the test of time. Like, if we hear, like, Don't Stop Moving, any of them, we just love them still. That probably feels good for you guys, knowing that they're just such long-lasting loves for those songs.
Yeah. And that's, you know, you never know that when it's obviously 25 years ago and you hear the song for the first time. It's like, oh, yeah, it's a good song. You know, we had fun doing it. But once you've finished it and you've moved on to the next, you know, you've kind of done it. You don't ever think that 20, 25 years later, people are going to still be listening to it. People are going to still pay money to come and see you sing those songs. And people's children are now learning these songs, you know, and like a whole other generation are. Cause like there were so many kids at our concert, like so many kids that weren't even born, you know, so their parents are now bringing, forcing their interests into their children. Yeah.
Grace's daughter is 9 months old and she will be an S Club fan once she can comprehend music.
Oh,
Without a doubt. Start now.
I know.
Start now. Yeah.
David and I joke.
Just brainwash it. Slowly brainwashing.
Oh, yeah. She's going to like go to school one day and they're going to be like, what's your favorite art? Or group, she's gonna be like S Club 7, and she's just gonna be so nostalgic, and we're not sorry for it.
No, sorry.
And she's gonna be so cool at school when everyone's like, who's your favorite band? She's gonna S Club. I'm like, yeah, oh, that's so retro. That's so cool.
Yeah. So retro.
Yeah, so retro. That's so cool. Like, she's going to be the cool kid.
Mm-hmm. Now, we are obviously biased because we live in LA. So we just, I mean, I remember whenever I moved here 10 years ago, there were so many things where I was like, oh, I remember this from like the S Club seasons and like watching you guys kind of experience in LA, obviously in like a scripted version of it. But did you have a good time whenever you were in LA? Are you excited to be back in 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's one of the things we're most excited about. We hold so many memories in Los Angeles. Obviously, we filmed 2 seasons of the show there and a couple of specials as well. So we spent probably all in all, probably maybe nearly a year there altogether. And yeah, so many different places, so many different locations, so many videos that we filmed there as well. So yeah, it holds a very special place in the heart. And we've actually got a few days off in Los Angeles before our gig. So we're going to make use of that time going around and seeing all our old haunts and where we used to film and stuff and really having a walk down memory lane.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, we're so excited. I mean, literally can't wait. We're so happy.
Have you been back here since you finished the show, or will this be your first time back in a while?
No, I actually moved to Los Angeles probably, God, I was 26 at the time, so it's a while ago. So the band finished when I was maybe 22, I think. And then, yeah, a few years later, I moved up to LA I was there for about a year and a half. Okay. I was, you know, go for auditions and things like that. And me being Mr. Lucky, pretty much the week I arrived, the writers went on strike and the whole industry shut down.
Oh, okay. Yep.
There were no auditions to go on. There was no jobs happening. So I was like, oh, do you know what? Screw it. I'll just stay here and live a nice just life in LA for a year. So that's what pretty much.
Oh my God. It's so sad. It just got so bad. And then it was like, oh, sorry, no, just anything you had planned is not happening. Mm-hmm.
Literally, I had meetings set up to meet with managers and agents and stuff. Everything got cancelled because there's no point taking on new clients.
Sure. Oh,
no work. So I couldn't get a manager or an agent or anything. Like, literally, the whole thing shut down. I was like, oh, well, I might as well stay here now. It's fine.
Yeah.
You're already here.
Well, this time it's going to be a much, much warmer of a welcome back.
Yeah, I hope so, yes. What's the weather like there in February?
So right now, we're having, like, bizarre rain right now. But I think it's just this couple days. Yeah, there's like a weird, it's literally an atmospheric storm that's causing this rain. But I think it's only for the next couple days. So it should be comfortable. Like normally it's like 60s and sunny.
Yeah,
that's nice. Hey, that's perfect.
They just keep calling it the Pineapple Express storm. And it's like everyone just keeps posting, like, the Pineapple Express has arrived.
It's so dramatic.
It's LA. Of course it is. It's supposed to be.
I know.
It's so dramatic.
Yeah.
No one here like knows how to drive in rain. No one's used to it. So it's always such a big deal.
Oh, but they're freaking out. What the hell is this?
Oh, yeah.
We closed our office yesterday.
Are you serious? You closed your office because it rained?
Yeah. People can't get on the road. They can't do it.
Could you imagine if like London shut when it rained? The whole country would just be, we would never do anything.
I was at the store yesterday and the amount of people at the hot bar waiting to get like soup, it was as if they'd never had soup before. It was everyone was in beanies and like fully bundled and everyone was filling up these little cartons of soup. And I was like, Guys, it's going to be okay. I know it's cozy weather, but it's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's not it's not the end of the world, is it really? Not really.
No.
Well, it isn't in Los Angeles. Part of the fun of LA is being as dramatic as possible. So is it? That's good. I
Yeah,
love it.
it welcomes that.
Yeah, it lends itself well. Yeah.
So then we also just loved seeing Doubled, the S Club movie. Was that fun to shoot after doing the TV show?
It was actually because, when someone says, "Do you want to do a movie?" You're like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" And it's gone down as, I mean, it wasn't, you know what, it's not going to win like any Oscars or anything like that, but for what it is, for like a fun musical kind of movie that doesn't take itself too seriously, it's fun. My nieces watch it, they love it, and
Oh.
I know the guys, their kids watch it, and it's just easy. I call S Club like it's hangover kind of TV, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
perfect stuff to put on a Sunday afternoon, when you've had a few too many the night before, you don't really want to concentrate too hard on the storyline. You don't want to see anyone get shot or maimed. You know what I mean? It's just easy, fun, camp. It's, we like. Yeah.
Yeah, and you also released a solo album in 2012, and you'd mentioned earlier how, there were times where being in a group is way more comfortable for you than kind of just being on your own. Did you feel that way going through the process of doing a solo album, or did you kind of feel a bit more confident than you expected?
No, not at all. No, it was too horrible. I don't mind. In the studio is slightly different because I'm used to singing. You always sing by yourself in the studio, so I'm kind of used to that. But the premise of it was like here in the UK, if you're in a West End show, you can sell your CD at the front of the foyer,
Oh,
and that
cool.
was basically why I did it, because it was like, well, I might as well. If I can
Yeah,
earn an
take
extra
advantage of
$10
it.
every time, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Why not? So that was kind of the premise of it. And then when it was released, people were like, "Oh, you come and do a gig and perform it." I was like, "Oh no, it's not.
No,
I'm not performing it. No,
no, no, no,
it's not
no.
for me to perform. It's just for you to listen to. Like that's it." So no, I still never performed it live or anything like that. But that's just me.
And it just recently
Kind of
started
love the thinking.
streaming like everywhere, right? Is that's like a new thing I think I saw on your Instagram?
Yeah, because I didn't realize that. I don't understand how all this stuff works, but I didn't realize when it was on before, it was just UK, but now everything's like worldwide, isn't it? So
Yeah.
Dale at World of S Club, he's been helping out lots with bits and bobs, and he was like, "You need to put it on streaming." I was like, "I didn't even know it wasn't on there."
Thought it
He was like,
was.
"Leave it with me." So I had to get someone else to help out because I have no idea how to do that stuff. But yeah, it is now back on streaming and you can hear it. It's called Fallen Angel, and it's just a collection of a few of my favorite songs. I was in Jersey Boys at the time, so there's a few songs from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and the rest of them are just songs that I enjoy singing by myself with no
Nice.
one listening.
And never live, never live.
Yeah, never lie.
That should be, if you ever do another solo album, just have it be called Never Live.
Never
And
live.
no
Oh
one
my
will
God, I
ask
love
you.
that. Seriously, I like
Beautiful.
that. I'm actually going to write that.
They'll know. They'll just
Write it
know,
down.
like,
John
oh,
Lee, never live. No,
he's never, don't
the
ask
actual
him. He's
title
never
should
going to do
be,
this.
the full title should be John Lee, Never Live, the live album.
Oh.
I mean, it writes itself. I think
It does. It's
it does.
literally, I'm writing it down as we speak.
It's kind of like
Yeah.
mysterious, which is fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
It's
exactly.
like it says live, but then it says he's never going to be live.
He's never going to be
He'll
live.
So then you're coming over here for your tour. Is there anything you can tell us about the tour? I know you guys did some dates already over in the UK. I'm so curious, like whenever you do a tour like this and you have a couple months off, does it just come back to you natural then whenever you jump back on stage, or do you guys need to go back in the studio to rehearse everything again?
We're a little bit older now, so the brain cells don't retain information as well as they used to. So we do need to have a little brush up every now and again. But yeah, it's not been too long since we finished the last one. However, though, we're having to rework the show slightly because obviously the gigs that we did in the UK were arenas, 20,000 seats, huge,
Sure.
gigantic stage and screens. So we don't have any of that for the US shows because they're much smaller, like 2,000, 3,000 seat venues. So yeah, it's going to be a much simpler set, if you will. So there's no like running up and down stairs and all different levels. So we're having to rework the show slightly, but it will still primarily be the same set list, reworking a few little bits and pieces here and there, but it's pretty much the same show. Yeah.
I feel like that's probably good because remembering like choreography is a lot. And I feel like for you guys, like multiple songs at a time, maybe like simplifying it, I can only speak for myself, might be a bit better because then you can just focus on the like the fans in the audience and not be doing like these big musical numbers, unless you still are. I don't know.
There's still a lot of dancing, but we have condensed it down. Obviously, Joe, I don't know if you remember, Joe has like a quite a serious back injury as well, so we have to always bear that in mind. You know, so that I think on this one, there's going to be a lot more sort of maybe dancing around Joe. Obviously, Sam, but the great thing about Joe is that because she's the lead vocalist on pretty much most of the songs, that she can just stand there and have her diva moment. You know what I mean? She's singing live, so she can stand at the front, have her diva moment, and we can still be giving it, you know,
Oh yeah.
all the moves around her. That's fine.
And do you have a favorite song to perform?
It's my least favorite song to listen to, but it's my favorite song to perform, and just purely for the audience reaction, and that's Reach for the Stars. It's just there's something really magical about seeing 20,000 fully grown ass people throwing their hands in the air and saying Reach for the Stars. It's just amazing. It's just like it's such a kind of kiddie song. It's such a juvenile kiddie song. It does something to people. It really does something to like there's grown men like literally 40, 50 year olds going, yeah, like, you know, I love that about it. It messes with people's minds. I love it. It's crazy. Yeah. How about you guys? Do you have any favorite songs that you're looking forward to seeing?
Oh my gosh. I mean, obviously S Club Party is going to be just
I was going
iconic
to
to see
say S
live.
Club Party.
And then Reach. Oh,
Well,
Bring It
to
All.
be fair, that's one of our favorites. That's one of our favorites. It's so there's something really kind of, I don't know. It could be kind of like really cheesy. I mean, we're called S Club and we've got a song called S Club Party. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's a bit crap, but it kind of I don't know. Just that girl's line of S Club. There's something really cool about it. I don't know. It feels really nice on stage. Really cool.
Never had a dream come true.
Well, that was a big one in the States for us. I mean, that was like top 10 on the US Billboard charts. So that was our US hit, if you like. So yeah, we're looking forward to performing that one for you guys as well.
I think S Club Party is probably my top though, because I can still picture
It's a
that
fun
music
one.
video.
With
Like I see the whole thing. It comes right back into my mind. So then to see you guys perform that live, I think that would be iconic for me.
Well, that's it. We filmed that in Los Angeles, didn't we, actually? It was on the just out in the desert
I
when
was
we
going to
were doing
say
Back
with that
to the
car.
50s. We did it with the car. That's right. Yeah, that was filmed over there. Yeah,
Oh, it's such a good music video.
it's fun, right? Yeah, we
Oh, it's
enjoyed that one.
so good.
All of the things, like the show, the specials you did, the movie, like everything you did as a group was just so fun and so fun for us to watch. And we're so excited that you're back.
Yeah,
all good. Oh, I'm glad. Thank you so much.
It's like you said, John, it's like there's a weird like magic to it. I guess it's why David and I do this podcast, but it's that nostalgic feeling. It's like when you hear music, especially music holds a lot of memories for people. So you just hear one bit of a song and it in takes you right back. It takes you right back to that time.
And I honestly, without like sounding like our days were better, but I don't think younger people now have that experience just because when we wanted a song, we liked a song back in the day, you had to save up your allowance, do you know what I mean, to go and buy it, and it was a special thing. You had to wait for it to be delivered. You had the physical thing in your hand. It meant something to you. Whereas now it's kind of you can just swipe or you know next. It's so available, which is great, but kind of loses its your emotional kind of connection with stuff. Do you know what I mean? And I think that we were of that era where it was still very much you were emotionally connected to what we were doing. Well, that's what we're trying to put out anyway. And also it was like a gang of kids, you know, we weren't all dressed up, you know, it wasn't all meant to be like we were super smart and super cool. And we were just a bunch of seven stupid idiots running around, but it was this gang of, come on, join us, you know, come and join in. And that was the whole vibe was wanting people to feel like they could be part of what we were doing, you know?
Well, it really
Well,
came
it
across.
worked. Because we always felt that way. Like, I really meant that when I said it's weird to think that I haven't seen a concert of you. Like, it just feels like I have, but I guess it's from watching the music videos or watching the show. But I don't know. I can just remember so much of it as if maybe you guys already toured over here or, you know, there was already a chance for us in the US to see you more.
Well, I think for like you say, for the TV show, we did there was like a performance every episode pretty much.
Yeah.
So yeah, so for each season you would have seen us perform, you know, maybe 12 or 13 times.
Yeah.
So yeah, you probably do feel like you've seen us seen us more than what you've actually done.
I think one of the first times, like, Grace and I had met, we were coworkers, and we saw that there was a bar in LA doing a night called Candy Pop, and it was a night just like all of like
So
90s,
good.
early 2000s pop. And we were out. We had like had a couple drinks at this point, and then out of nowhere, we hear the S Club, and we both just lost it in this bar. So
Oh my
I can't
God.
imagine what we're gonna do at the concert in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Oh my God, but that's what I was saying to you. That's what I love about our songs in a weird way, because I've been out before, and when I go out, like, very rarely do I go out, but you know, I've normally got like a cap on. I'm a little bit sort of incognito. I don't really like being recognized and stuff when I'm out. And I remember sitting in this bar with a couple of friends, and Don't Stop Moving came on. I think it was either Don't Stop Moving or Beat to one of the songs. And a group of guys, I kid you not, they must have been, you know, late 30s, maybe early 40s, literally was like, "Oh my God, I love this song." Ran to the dance floor. And it's like straight guys. It's like, "Oh my God, I love this song." I was just pissing myself laughing. I was like, "Oh my God, so funny. It's too much. I love it."
And they never noticed that you were there.
Oh no, they never noticed me just sitting there. But yeah.
Thank God for you, John, because if you don't like being recognized, that might have been a very overwhelming moment, it sounds like.
No, the worst one is when people do recognize you, and then like they request one of your songs, and then like it comes on, they look at you like, it's like, yeah, I know it's me. It's me. Like, I know. You don't have to like point at me. I know what song it is.
It's almost a
All the
level of like,
attention.
yeah, they're like setting you up
Yeah, it's
without
like, what are you
telling
gonna
you.
do? It's like, well, I'm not gonna jump up and do the routine for you, but but thanks for playing it though, because I get royalties, so
Yeah,
thanks.
there we go. Take it, take
Yeah.
it.
Well, we cannot wait to see the show in a couple of weeks, and we really appreciate you taking your time and coming on and chatting with us.
Yeah.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to meeting you guys.
Oh
Oh
yeah,
my God, yeah, we
definitely.
can't wait. Have a safe travels everywhere that you're
Thank you so
going.
much.
Hopefully the weather stays good for you guys everywhere.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Thank you so much, guys. I really look forward to seeing you in Los Angeles.
Okay, 1 to 10. What is your excitement level for the S Club concert
A
coming up that
30,
we are
40,
attending?
50, 60,
Oh,
70.
I shouldn't have said 1 to 10.
Oh, okay, fine, 10, but like plus a lot more.
No, I get it. You're like more excited than the 10.
Also, well, what's yours first before we?
Oh my God, mine's a 100, actually. Add another zero on the end. David and I said it to John in the episode, as you've heard. This is something we've truly always dreamed of. We've
Yeah.
been S Club fans for so long, and they are obviously haven't gone on a US tour yet, like John said. So this has been something we've been dying to do. And the fact that we
Oh.
get to go see them perform live is, you know, I never had a dream come true until the day that S Club toured in the US.
It's very well said, very well put. I think
Thanks.
they should add that to the song.
Oh, maybe they will. That'd be so flattering.
Also, is this the first concert we've gone to since we did the Demi Lovato Nick Jonas concert together, like years ago?
Oh my God, it might be. It really might be. This is a good one to come back to our, you know, concert lifestyle.
2024, the year of the
2024.
concert.
The year of the concert. We are so beyond excited. We're almost at a loss for words.
And if you, like us, love S Club and you live in the US or in Canada, hopefully you can make it to one of their shows. He mentioned the dates in the interview, but they start next week. Friday, February 16th, they're in Toronto. The 18th, they're in Boston. The 20th, they're in New York. The 22nd, Chicago. And then the 27th, our dreams come true when they come to LA.
Guys, we are so excited. We definitely cannot schedule any sort of podcast recording the next day because we might lose our voices from screaming the songs.
But also, if you're listening to this and you're going to the LA show, like send us a message so we can like say hi.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that'd be so fun. Please let us know. We can all just live our dreams together.
Him talking about all, the full-grown adults putting their hands up
Oh my
during Reach for the
God.
Stars.
Oh my God, we're gonna be jumping for the stars, not reaching, jumping, leaping,
Leaping, leaping.
leaping.
Make sure you follow John on everything. He is on Instagram at Mr. Jonathan Lee 82. And then, of course, S Club's Instagram is just at S Club.
Short, sweet, to the point. We love it.
We love it. And ours is at BTTP Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Should we tell them? You can just like go to our website. It's www.bttbpodcast.com. It's a one-stop shop. We put everything there for you just to make it easy.
And yeah, if you are an S Club fan and maybe aren't near one of the shows and can't make it, follow along because we will be documenting our entire night. We'll be posting some videos from the concert, our reactions, and let's face it, we're going to give a full-on review the next week on the podcast.
Oh my God. Stop everything we have canceled. It's stop everything we have canceled.
Stop everything we have canceled.
You
Just
can leave
stop
that
it.
in.
You
You know
just
what?
bit.
Cancel everything we have stopped and just stop everything we have canceled. You guys get it. Just any plans for an episode just will not be happening because we will just be focusing on S Club and reliving the concert.
And spoiler alert, it's going to be a very positive review.
Glowing. It's going to be glowing.
I can't think of any reason that we would have anything negative to say. It's going to be so much fun. I'm so
Oh my God, we
excited.
cannot wait.
Huge thank you to John again for chatting with us.
Yes, thank you so much, John. We love you. We just
And
do. We love you.
we love all of you for listening. And, you know,
Yes.
we'd love it if you left us a review, but we'd also love it even more if you just tuned in next week. And here's a little spoiler about next week's episode. We're going back to Halloween
Spooky season in February.
in February.
It's
Stay
like
tuned.
a spooky time. Just stay tuned. We're going back to Halloween and it's going to be spooky.
I'm just gonna say it next week for the Halloween. We are gonna keep taking you. That wasn't the best transition, but
No, but it was, I liked, I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
we're gonna keep taking you.
Back to the best. I almost forgot what to say because I was so taken aback by your amazing transition. It's
Thank
not
you.
our day. It's all right. We're going to be fine.
Okay,
Okay,
bye.
bye. Thanks for listening. Bye.